AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat. And put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, they are here. They're out and about. What are you going to do about it? I guess that's sort of the big question now, isn't it? It is the big question. And I guess you can say it's perhaps one of the biggest questions of our time, no doubt. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I mean, it's like over the top stuff that you just don't realize until you're in the battle, until you're in the fray, so to speak. I guess that's probably the best way to look at it. So welcome aboard Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, Paul at agenda21radio.news as well. And also, Paul at a21r.com. Either one of those works, and I'm getting a lot of emails about our commentary about Jerry Brown, downtown Jerry Brown. Yeah. We're going to be talking a lot about Jerry Brown in the weeks ahead because of his treasonous behavior. It's pretty obvious that he is listening to the Pope and not the Constitution, not himself. He's just becoming a world power, the dictator, Jerry Brown. And it's all supposed to emanate out of California. I don't know if you know that or not. Yeah, I mean, the world is supposed to revolve around California, the great state of California. That's where we're going. I mean, people don't quite get that. That's where Jerry Brown wants to take it, and that's where the Pope wants to take it. Collusion? I don't see any collusion there. What could glue those two together? The encyclical. Yeah, this is a problem, I think, in the Catholic Church, and I've heard a lot of commentary from a lot of different people, and people have sent me, you know, the emails and the YouTubes and the things like that, and kind of like going, oh my gosh, is this stuff really happening? And, maybe I've just been a little slow on the uptake. I don't think so. The bottom line, though, is that a lot of people are deathly afraid of what, in fact, they might be sensing and hearing about what is going on in the Catholic Church. And we're not afraid to talk about these things and separate it out that, you know, again, I come from a family of Catholics, so I get the whole thing here. There's a big division in the church, primarily, I think, brought about by the Pope, who's you know, policies are very questionable and very suspect, and especially about the environment. I just take as a Christian man an offense to the fact that I'm supposed to, if you're the Pope, supposed to be a holy man, is professing that I should now start worshiping the earth. No. I love the earth. I'm part of the earth. I love everything about the earth. I'm a biologist, environmentalist. I was trying to say, and still do, save the earth. But I need to save humanity, and which, by the way, humans are part of the earth, from the totalitarians. That's why we do this radio show. I guess I'm a cultural environmentalist. But that's not my God. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Puerto Rico, they voted non-binding. Non-binding vote yesterday to become the 51st state. Now moves on to the House of Representatives and the Senate and for approval, if in fact it goes through. Now, it's interesting, this whole statehood movement, people are saying it's legit if, you know, it's the will of the people. You see, that you get a state in statehood by the will of the people. The people rule out above everything under these circumstances. This is what people don't understand, I don't think, about the statehood process. To become a state, it's the will of the people. Did I say the will of the people enough yet? The will of the people that bring about a state. It's not a lawsuit. And that's one of the things that, you know, of course, has become quite contentious, I guess you can say, in some places. But in California, people are trying to break away and form a state themselves. Or you have those that are being moneyed, not to just form a new state, but to break away the entire state as a new nation, the CalExit movement. George Soros funded, Ryoshi Sasakaro, many, many others that are behind all this. And it's interesting how this whole thing shakes out. It's very, very interesting how this whole thing shakes out for statehood and nationhood. Now, the big debate. Now, do people in California want to become their own nation? I say no. Absolutely not. But does Jerry Brown and the Pope and others want this to become its own nation? Absolutely, yes, they do. Now, I got a problem with that, and you should have a problem with that as well. That is something that is just not a doable thing. No, it is not a doable thing. I'm sorry, you know, but if you want to form your own nation, go someplace else. But we got one right now already. It's called the United States of America. Why do they want to break it up, ladies and gentlemen? Hello? Why do they want to break up the United States? It's pretty obvious. At least it should be pretty obvious to you. They want to break up the United States because it's the one world they want. It's the one world order that they want. They want no borders. They want no borders. They stand in complete defiance and resistance of borders. Breaking down your borders breaks down your sovereignty. Breaking down your sovereignty allows them, as the one world order dictators, to come in and create the one world governance type of system. Get it? That's what these folks are all about. They want to break you down that way. And thus you become subjects of the leaders of the one world. Now, doesn't that sound like fun for you and fun for me? Oh, by the way, you cannot own property in that one world. And by the way, if you survive it, I mean, because after all, these are the same folks that believe in population control, so much so that they're willing to take and eradicate 6.5 billion of us off the planet. Because after all, half a billion is sustainable. Half a billion is, now I don't know about you, but I think it's pretty sustainable right now. And in fact, I love what we have done as a human race in terms of being able to provide sustainability for the rest of the world. I guess Satan just likes to play in our little heads now, doesn't he? I mean, really, that's where it's at. But if we can change your mind and we can get you convinced that it's okay to kill 6.5 million people, billion with a B. Did you know that 1 billion is 1,000 million human beings? 6.5 of them. That's a lot of human beings off this earth. For what? So that a few can have the riches of the earth. Is that what this is? But that's what the dictators want to do. That's what dictators like Jerry Brown want to do for you. Now, isn't it nice? This is the wonderful thing about dictators. They do all the thinking for you. Isn't that nice? How many of you have allowed the government to do the thinking for you? Huh? Did you know that this government, the United States of America government, is not designed that way? It is not designed so that the government does the thinking for you. I mean, if you're so happy with governance, and see, that's been one of the problems in California. First of all, it's a big government. It's a big state. It's very ungovernable from many standpoints. And the media has been completely controlled by the elites, like in San Francisco and so on. That they've been able to put people to sleep and just, hey, government is going well. They're just doing so good for us. We don't need to worry about them one little bit. And oh, by the way, if you get worried about them and you want to complain, where are you going to complain to and how are you going to do it and what happens when you do? Ladies and gentlemen, that's not the way this government is supposed to work. That's not the way the United States Constitution is supposed to work. Because, you see, government is our servant. We are not their servant, like in other parts of the world. And like dictators want it to be. See, Jerry Brown calling us, well, names because we don't want to freeloaders and loafers pay his taxes. Sounds like he's out of control, doesn't it? That's the way it is with dictators. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting commentary going on with Newt Gingrich, the Newtster, in Breitbart today, actually in Fox News also. It says here, Gingrich, Congress should now intervene and should abolish the Independent Council. I believe that's correct. No need for the Independent Council. Best friends with Comey is Mueller, the guy who's leading the charge. Now, accounts are saying that he's going on a hiring spree. Mueller's the plant to destroy the presidency, period. And so, it doesn't matter. This kind of tactic to bring in somebody such as a Mueller, a total insider, he's part of the swamp problem. And there's no there. Sessions should get rid of this thing now. And Congress should call for it and support him on it. Get rid of it. However, you've probably got Paul Ryan, who's going to stand, and John McCain, that want to stand up against that. We're talking about getting rid of the special counsel, Mueller. I mean, is there no need for it? And even Gingrich says it. In the article in Breitbart, says here, former House Speaker Gingrich said Sunday in an interview on New York AM 970 radio show The Cats Roundtable that it was very clear that former FBI Director James Comey hated President Trump after he made it known he leaked memos. That's end of subject right there. That's it. It's done. Kaput. Done. He also urged Congress to act to abolish the Independent Council established by the Department of Justice to investigate alleged ties between 2006 Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Gingrich told host John Castamedes, "The more amazing thing I thought that Comey did, that I think is going to have a lot of repercussions, is Comey admitted publicly, in fact." Boasted about it, that he had deliberately leaked in order to set up the pressure to get a special independent counsel. And I think that is an astonishing statement. You think? See, he's bragging about it. Diabolical narcissism. I'm just in a little seed plant there. Look it up. Diabolical. Ann Barnhart. Remember, we did that video. It's still up on Agenda 21 Radio, the front page. Diabolical narcissistic behavior. That's what we have here. Heavy emphasis on diabolical. Astonishing. I mean, it says, it's very clear that Comey hates Trump, he continued. I think Congress should now intervene and should abolish the independent counsel because Comey makes it so clear that it's the poison fruit of a deliberate manipulation by the FBI director leaking to the New York Times to deliberately set up this particular situation. I think it's very sick. Let's see if we can catch some of the audio on this.
Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable, and this is John Katzmatidis, and it's Sunday morning. And a lot of things are happening in the world. A lot of things are happening in our country. And with us this morning is one of the smartest guys I know, former Speaker Newt Gingrich. Good morning, Newt Gingrich. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and of course, it's always great to be back and have a chance to share Sunday morning with you and talk about ideas and talk about everything in the world.
Mr. Speaker, a lot of things. You got a new book, by the way. Tell us about that book.
I do. Well, listen, I'm very excited.
Well, I'm not too excited to hear about the book plug. Sorry, Newt. Just not excited about that. But anyway, it's very interesting to get the audio from this. I'd like to get the audio from this, but I'm not going to suss it out right now. It takes too much time. So I think it's pretty obvious that this needs to go now. Why have the special counsel? Because it's not needed. The only reason it's there, it's pretty clear what the strategy is. 9 or 10 months into this now, and there's no there. But we are in a hiring situation going on with Congress, with Mueller. Why does that happen? It should not happen. It should stop. Now, we know that it was an obvious manipulation that was taking place with who? With Comey. He was obviously manipulating the whole situation so that he could get a special counsel. He said it. He absolutely said it. Now, this is the point that I'm trying to make, ladies and gentlemen. We need to put a stop to this. This will cripple the country, and that's exactly what they want to do. In the article in Fox News, it says, Mueller's lawyer buildup raises flags for Trump allies. Special counsel Robert Mueller is said to be building out his investigative team with some of the country's best legal minds in a development that speaks to the seriousness of the Russian probe, but also is raising red flags on the pro-Trump side. The former House Speaker, Newt Gingrich, citing the hires, he said, they're setting this up. They're setting it up to go after Trump. This is going to be a witch hunt, Gingrich said on Fox News on Sunday. Not all Republicans feel that way, and Representative Evan Kritzinger, a Republican from Illinois, of course, told Fox and Friends on Monday that Mueller just wants to get to the truth. And if you believe that, I've got some wonderful, wonderful swamp land for you. We might learn a little bit more tomorrow, since Jeff Sessions is going to testify. He's going to testify in public. This is from Fox News. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Tuesday will be public. The committee has announced. Isn't that interesting? It will be public. So that's an interesting little twist now, isn't it? I think it's great. It says it had been unclear whether the attorney general would speak in closed or open session regarding the Russian investigation. The hearing is now set for 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. And aren't we just going to be so excited about that? And we're not going to talk about jobs. We're not going to talk about national defense. We're not going to talk about cartels. We're not going to talk about Jerry Brown on the left coast being what? See, this is what I'm getting to. This is a big diversion from what's happening on the West Coast, isn't it? As Jerry Brown grabs the Pope's encyclical and runs around the world making treaties illegally, acting as the President of the United States. Everybody should be outraged in this nation about this. This is outrageous behavior by this man. He is unhinged, and he's acting as your president. He's in defiance of the laws of the Constitution, which means he is not adhering to the Constitution. That's what this means. He swore an oath to the country. He's not following his oath. He's breaking the laws of this country. He's not adhering to the Constitution of California or of this nation. Do you think that having all this Mueller-Comey thing would be a good deal? To not show any kind of light on Jerry Brown's behavior in California? I think it's a wonderful strategy. And it's working, isn't it? That's why I say we got to stay. This is where the real war, the war is going on, it's going on all around the nation. But specifically, it's really here in California and the West Coast. This is where the battle lines have been drawn. The gauntlet has been drawn. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and numana.com/agenda. for all of your survival needs. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Anti-Sharia law protests throughout the country. Kind of interesting. Who would want to subject themselves to Sharia law? People that are willing to let the government control them. I guess that's just sort of a simple little way to put it. But there were protests all around the country. It was kind of interesting how this whole thing kind of turned out. And I was really impressed with some of the protesters against Sharia law. And by the way, the ones that I saw, I didn't see a lot of people supporting the Sharia law side of things. I just didn't. I just didn't. Let's see here. We got some stories here from Chris Street. This is a new one. Chris didn't tell me about this. California Attorney General threatens Trump administration over haste or greed. Okay. We got to call Chris. Chris will be with us tomorrow, of course. It says, California General Javier Becerra, Jesuit trained, I might add, wrote a letter to U.S. Secretary of Interior Orion Zinke threatening legal action if the Trump administration for haste or greed tries to revoke or weaken six designated national monuments in California. Javier Becerra, La Raza, hates America. Absolutely hates America. And hates the gringo, I might add. Pretty strong words. But I think I probably summed it up. President Trump issued an April 26 executive order instructing the Department of the Interior to review 20 to 40 presidential designations or expansions of designations under the 1906 Antiquities Act made since January 1st, 1996. That's right in the middle of the Clinton era. That's right in the middle, by the way, or right following what? Agenda 21, 1992. President's Council on Sustainability, 1993, with Clinton, and the setup going to Nancy Pelosi, of course, before that. This is the government takeover of private land. Communism. Javier Becerra really, in my opinion, just by his actions, is a communist in California. Go figure. Trevor Loudon, just last Friday, was telling us about these kind of things, government takeover. So the president wants to say, wait a minute, this Antiquities Act, that's great. We want to review it. We want to go back to all the way back to 1996 when the President's Council on Sustainability was recommending, you got it, taking over lands. And where'd that come from? It came from Agenda 21. Remember the non-binding agreement? It's always non-binding, right? Until it becomes binding and then you're bound. Non-binding, binding, bound. Get it? That's the way the ball, that's the way the little, remember the dancing ball. Back in the day, many of you youngers don't have never seen this. When we refer to, well, follow the bouncing ball. It used to become literate in California and the world, they used to make movies out of California for the world. And these movies would have subtitles. You'd have a song and they'd put the lyrics right there is a subtitle, and there would be a small little ball, little dot, that would go from word to word to word to word. Follow the bouncing ball. Get it? That's where that came from. That's where the statement comes. So just a little historical piece. So non-binding to binding to bound. That's really what we have here. The president directed the review over the next 45 days to focus on designations that now cover 100,000 or more acres of any designation or expansion where Secretary Zinke determined that there was a lack of adequate public outreach and coordination with relevant stakeholders. Coordination of authorization. Oh, my gosh. This is important to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, in order for the government to act and take property or whatever, they have to have some sort of coordination of authorization, it's called, between the stakeholders, John Q. Public, people who own the land, or the county, before the federal government can take it. Enter the Bureau of Land Management. Enter Cliven Bundy. There was no authorization and coordination there. Hello? Why do you think they had not been successful in court to take his property? Cliven Bundy, who's appeared on this show many, many times, who also appeared at the Liberty Tour many times, two times actually, we flew him out from Nevada to Yuba City, California to talk at the Liberty Tour. And what was it? Lack of coordination. Yeah, there's that policy, you have to follow that. That's a law. It's called coordination of authorization to get authority. And the government, federal government, has to coordinate with local officials and landowners properly. Now, of course, none of that's gone on. And in fact, we interrupted a problem with that in Oregon. Sugar Pine Mine, Galise Mining District. We called into question the fact that there was no coordination or authorization between the federal government and the landowners of the mine who were being aced out and unlawfully, illegally shown documents that were, in my opinion, straight up forgeries, in which the BLM actually signed court documents as the judge to evict people off their land. No coordination there. That's just straight up stealing. That's what the brown shirts at the BLM do. Not everybody at the BLM is bad, of course. But enough of them are because they understand what the mission is. Let's go up to Oregon and ask Senator Wyden just to, how that works. Or let's ask Lavoie Finicum. Oh, I guess we can't do that because he's dead. Murdered by the FBI under the Obama administration in Oregon. Murdered is the word there. Absolutely murdered. Nothing's happened there yet, totally. Some parts of it have. I mean, we've got people locked up, right? We've got the Bundys, they're still locked up, being tortured in a private prison in Pahrump, Nevada. That's the way these people roll, ladies and gentlemen. So now, all of a sudden, Javier Becerra, who's one of those people, is challenging the Trump administration and saying, oh, well, we're going to sue you. We're going to take legal action for haste or greed. Javier, haste or greed, really, buddy? So they want to take a look at over 100,000 or more of these. They took 100,000 or more of these acres and to find out whether or not they've done it appropriately. Attorney General Becerra warned Zinke in a letter, national monument designations protect the irreplaceable natural and cultural heritage that belongs to all Americans, ensuring that the haste or greed of one generation does not squander those gifts at the expense of future generations. Becerra warned that any such move would be unlawful and would take any, he would take any and all action necessary to protect the American heritage. Oh, Javier, I'm so touched by you wanting to protect American heritage all along with your Atlan business. Oh, I'm sorry. La Raza? No, I can't. El Conquista? No, can't be that one. Where are your loyalties, Javier? Is it to the encyclical? I don't know. But, you know, inquiring minds and Americans want to know. Where are your loyalties, Javier? I think we all know. Maybe it's at the University of Salamanca. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And welcome back. We're talking about the Antiquities Act, and we're talking about Javier Becerra, California's Attorney General, following the guidance of the Pope, of course. What did I say that? It seems that everybody wants to follow, at least in government around here, if you're a brown acolyte, to follow the Pope rather than the Constitution. So now it's defiance against the country and the president, of course. It says here that this is Becerra's article. Chris Street, our own Chris Street, brought this article out. And the president is trying to review whether or not there's any coordination of authorization for the federal government to take over land that they took over through the Antiquities Act, whether or not they did the right things. And, of course, we know that they didn't. This is coming on the heels of a real aggressive stance on taking up and usurping land of the United States from private ownership. BLM. Clive and Bundy, anybody? All that stuff. The ranchers. The 52 ranchers that were knocked out of business in Nevada and other states, by the way. just in the Nevada, southern Nevada region. Left one rancher standing. That's called Clive and Bundy back there. That's what that whole thing was about. The BLM takeover of that land. It was aggressive. It was hostile. And obviously, listen, when you're out there and you're trying to ranch and stuff and you notice a little red dot on your the forehead of your child standing next to you, that might be a clue that there's a sniper out there. That's what the Bundys went through in their Bundy Ranch. BLM snipers. It's kind of interesting, some of the reports we had about the snipers. What was really interesting is when the militia showed up, the snipers walked up, well, the militia snipers walked up on the BLM snipers. It was a very uncomfortable moment for the BLM snipers. That's just a few of the things that went on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happened there. Yeah, Clive and Bundy stood his ground, and now he's suffering for it. Another person who stood their ground was Lavoie Finicum, who died for it. He died for the Constitution. He died for the constitutional way of doing things, which is what Donald Trump's trying to do here. We've gone through 8 years of tyranny, and guess what? Another tyrant is in town, Jerry Brown and his staff. And Javier Becerra, Mr. LaRaza, is one of them. He's now taken on the government because Donald Trump wants to check out for the next 45 days this antiquity business. Now, here in California, it sort of came to fruition with Dianne Feinstein again. It says in the article here by Chris, picking it up, it says here that During the Obama administration, the president used the Antiquities Act 34 times to set aside a record 553 million acres of national lands and waters, according to the New York Times. Get it? The government's taking up private land. That is not the way the Constitution calls it. This is a dictatorship. This is Agenda 21 eating up the land, ladies and gentlemen. I can't be any more blunt than that. And you have these instruments out there of destruction to do that. Javier Becerra. Jerry Brown. Get it? Sid, as a result, the four states with the largest federal ownership, Alaska, 95.8%, Nevada, 87%, and Utah, 72%, and Idaho, 70%. Breitbart News reported that U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein asked Obama to use the Antiquities Act after failing to get congressional approvals for the Mojave Trails, Sand to Snow, and Castle Mountain National Parks. Although the act specifically directs the president to limit the designations to the smallest area compatible with proper care and management of the objects to be protected, the three desert parcels were over 1 million acres. You think that's overreached by these totalitarians? Let's see. Feinstein claims she was protecting mountain lions, desert tortoise. Here we go, desert tortoise. Bighorn sheep. But angry desert residents complained that the real reason was to ban off-roaders, hunters, miners, and oil drillers. And just how about human beings off the land? How about rewilding? Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? According to The Atlantic, former Congressman Becerra was chosen by Governor Jerry Brown to replace the previous Attorney General Kamala Harris, who was elected California's junior senator in November to support 15 other Democratic attorney generals in a unified front of forward-leaning politics against the Trump agenda. The Atlantic believes the Attorney General Becerra can play a role against Trump that Texas Attorney General, now Governor Greg Abbott, and current Attorney General Ken Paxton played against Obama. Abbott filed 50 lawsuits, won 7, lost 12, and dropped 9, and 20 are still working their way through the courts. Becerra, at age 59, is believed to be angling to run for the 218 Senate if the 83-year-old Feinstein decides to retire or even run for governor. Oh, God. Good God. Governor Feinstein. Oh, and Richard Blum. Boy, the Chinese. Well, of course, they're happy with Jerry Brown, right? Remember Richard Blum, Dianne Feinstein's hubby, who sits on the regents of the UC system, is a real estate broker. Remember buying up all the post offices, billions won there, and also a big-time broker for China, Bank of China, buying up all the land in California for the Chinese. And she wants to be governor. Xi Jinping would be proud, right? At 83 years old? No, she'd be 84. There you go. The youth movement. The California governor, gubernatorial youth movement. Is there any reason why people want to form a new state in California now to understand? Gee, not too many grievances going on with those in the North State, in particular, those unrepresented. Not too many grievances going on there. No. So anyway, we're coming up. Gosh, I can't believe it's gone. The whole morning is gone. We got more coming, though. A lot more coming. In fact, great article that we have about Agenda 21 in general on the website. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Those get you there. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Sure do appreciate your listenership here at Agenda 21 Radio, one of the top radio shows on the internet, and we really appreciate that. We've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm looking at my computer. Things are happening. News is happening. And stay with us on Agenda 21 Radio. Dot news. That is, of course, your constant source of information. And we are, like I said, really enjoy your listenership. Okay, tomorrow we got a lot of things going on. We're going to be talking. Looks like we're trying to work it out with Scott Bennett and Patrick Wood and Chris Street. Boy, what a day that's going to be. And by the way, check out our website, the story about the ADMs, Atomic Demolition Munitions, that we reported here on Agenda 21 Radio last Friday. And, of course, check out our videos. We got more and more videos that are coming out on YouTube. And we're tomorrow, cross our fingers, we should have all the equipment ready to go for broadcasting live on YouTube. Okay, yeah, this pretty little face is going... the face made for radio is going to be out there on YouTube again. This is... been a big process to do this, get everything back equipped for Studio 21, which is what we're in right now. Anyway, I want to thank you very much for listening. And remember, visit our sponsor, numana.com/agenda, for all of your emergency preparedness needs, emergency manuals, foodstuffs, family packs, and so on. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.